Joy, Majuron manje enda dhani bezim jenda manje jeden do do jala na me baya da bazo bezan je je ko barim bo je je ne jan do praja te do praja veje do dan beje erim bo je je henyan be kuno jan jo je zim je je zim be kun he zim boro ju please be listen to holy precious Buddha Dharma within the motivation called the Bodhicitta, in order to attain supreme, complete, and perfect enlightenment for the purpose of all dear Mother Sentient Beings as well as space. Shinda. 즉시 딸이 니시자고 신장으로 시간을 신 아니 내디는 뭐 죄시 니제라야 양아랑 신장조들이야 진짜 중립에 엔 딸이 둘에 연조시 아주 대좀 내시래시 엔 진대지라야 진짜 중립이 딸이 둘이 두식 친이야 지 처음으로 잠을 두지 두지리도 잠을 아주 대리야 진짜 중립이 드린 딸이 쇼섬라 양조 결혼서 니에 동발이 야때 니에 결혼서 마 동발을 지금 딸 뉴만이 되고 있으니 엔쉬를 시로 아 댄드성에서 대지생이 지금 격부쇼 조거로 last November some of you are gathering here some of you are very busy time November 29, and after that, we are gathering here, and that was the December 6th. The December 6th passed away, and then it jumps, and today, what we call the December 13, and today December 13, and you are watching to my face, and you may thought that what I'm going to talking to you today, and I'm as a new Dharma speaker, a little bit hesitant to see each and every to your face. And then those masters said that the time runs very fast. That's true. That's real. Time runs very fast. 텐더선자 뒤지스는데 지금 추주주래랑은 저거지 반대 아저씨 아니 추주배 칠레 마슈네 추주반 하신 뒤지 두고 여봐디 공기 견디 삼발라 아니 공기 미다베 수 삼인 사리 아니 예수 계산 자족이야 뒤지스는데 저거 수 저거 어레스 숨어라 걔네 지지 삼인 지도함에 봐 시다 신제 정도 방제기 주고 Therefore, those gurus said that time runs very quickly, time runs very fast. Time is very speed. As you heard that the Once upon a time, the Guru Atisha was meditating near the some water and river water. It goes one after another, and the Guru Atisha remembered the topic or subject of impermanence very clearly. Not like me, I don't remember very clearly about subject about the impermanence. And also there were other great masters. His Holiness the Dalai Lama. This is the 14th Dalai Lama, and before that, the previous Dalai Lama, 13, and if he goes previous and previous, one His Holiness the Dalai Lama called the Dalai Lama called the Gelson Gyatso. His name is that, and then he was the 7th Dalai Lama. And when he is thinking upon the impermanence, and he said that the life runs very fastly and quickly since he was born, as running towards the place of the death, place where we end our life, and place where the Lord death is. And what we call, we are the life being, and we are very healthy person, we are energetic persons, but the time said to us, we runs our life, our time. And when we are thinking about this subject, and he said that it's very sad, as I mentioned before once time to you, I remember that when the time is ending, once time we I told you that when we are thinking about the subject of impermanence, it's very sad.
근데 선생님 딘당님 말아 쉬어요. 그런 거 치워 미다 배고래. 선물 나와 있나? 에, 뭐는 장례 선물 나와 있나? 아니 니리는 니리. 아니 선물 교황랑 마도시기. 지금 계신 생님도 우리 용례들이 하고요라. 그래 양들이 니 단지 시반에 시켜나지 니 동발이야 때니 쉬어라지 마시라. Today
here we are gathering here. You are watching to my face. Some of you might be listening to the Dharma with a very single-pointed meditations on the listening. So however I'm talking you the Dharma, before that, this is the subject of impermanence, up to the subject of the human precious rebirth, when we concern about it. Last time I mentioned about the subject of the human precious life. And when you're thinking about the precious human life, then you seems like you wake up and you are where? In a very nice place, very very good place, like a very wonderful gardens, or a very wonderful place like a Disneyland, and you become a very happy. How you have found this such a precious human rebirth. From here, I might say that the Guru Atisha once said that Kanshitamya Khandaji Koyede Wasamda Rangi Tendu Nijiba Jibutini Tamashi Choji Panya Dishagi, and Jibu Chung, Jibu Ding, Jibu Chembosum. And Jibu Chungyu Gulung, Jibu Dingyi Gulung, Jibu Chembyu Gulung, Gulung Mindawa Sum Sumara, and Gulung Mindawa Sum, the Jibu Susuyi, Kansa Susuyi, Samro Dangshu Gone, and Gulung Mindawa Shi. And Teya, Kuran Nusuyi Gulung Shura. Therefore, the Guru Adisha expressed in his the root text called The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. He told about the three types of person. Those are the, if I divide it into these persons, the small level or the capacity person, and the medium person, and the advanced level person. Then we have to concern about us. Who am I? Am I a small level person, and am I an intermediate level person, or am I an advanced level person? Where am I? Am I a real Dharma practitioner or not? Then the Sonza, any Kibu Chungunshi Yinani, Sechime Dewa Tendunir Gore, Kibu Dinshi Yinani, Tabe Dewa, 뜬도 대외 대화 대화 전에 막 냠냠에 탈배 대화 지를 뜬도 내고 안 집부 신부시 지나니 담제 겸배기 고방 뜬도 내고 어 고란스 지 급자 민자벌 미규 민자벌 해야 돼요. 이내야 집부 신부기 급자지 두벌 세발로 집부 신부들 진지 삼로 당당들도 경애도 계신부리. Therefore, these three types of persons, as they have a different capacity. If you're thinking about the just example, the different capacity for the gallons of your car or the water pot, some are the small pot that contains a little quantity of waters or the petrol or diesel. Some of them the things they can have a more bigger tank and space, and some very large tank. It has a big capacity. All of you bring your fuels from the one place where you will buy the petrols or fuels for your car, jeep, and a pickup truck, and so on. You drive the different types of car, right? Different gallons, which is a capacity. So these are I give the examples, and in the ancient times we don't have the car, then they give us the examples of the such animals like a donkey or the mule, a small donkey. They carry a small bag on their shoulder, and then the some donkey more strong energy, they become a medium bag, and some of them are mule very strong, so they have a strong energy. Then we human beings want to do the walls and thing. At that time, the person want to build a house and so on. Then those mule carry those brisk, smith, the sand carry on their back to the strong mule. And horse also very strong. We ride the horse, and these are the ancient examples of different types of the persons. So we have to concern about which person we are. So if we have a motivation called motivation or the thinking, in order to have a good next rebirth, a good happiness for next rebirth. As we are sentient beings, we don't need the suffering. We need the happiness. In our daily life questions, somebody asks, do you want to happiness or do you want to suffering? We will choose the happiness. Do you want to go to see the Disneyland? And do you want to go to see the prison? We will say, I want to see the Disneyland again and again, never go to the prison to see there, true. Therefore, we don't want to run the suffering and we wish to be of happiness in next good rebirth. That small person and medium person and my third, that's not enough. Want to be even he or she want to be a next good rebirth. It is not the very theme, not a permanent. As the Dharma said that. It's one verses. It said that there is one small elephant, and that small elephant has seen the very nice small tree. It has a very fresh leaves there, and then that small elephant goes to that direction or the side. The leaves looks very fresh, very nice green color, and the small elephant, it want to eat that the leaves when it goes near and near, and unfortunately there is one abyss, and he fall down from there to the down, and he didn't get that leaves. So like that examples, we are in our daily life, we are running, you know, for the purpose of only this life, and we are if we are running for the purpose of only just our next rebirth, then that also is a not permanent, that's a changeable happiness. Then from that, those persons changing their motivation towards the better side, what we call the motivation of the intermediate persons, Dingi Samba. And that arising then, he or she wish to be gaining more permanent happiness. Oh. More permanent happiness. Nirvana, what we call also the state of Nirvana. And that is the goal of that the intermediate level person. And then if we concern about very careful, then we should be a nice person, we should be a best person too. We should be a best person. If there are the food, delicious food on the table, and we might think that, oh, which one is the best food too. And we will choose green and choosing the best food. And then we will think on the table there are different types of the juice to drink too. Then which one is the best juice? If the apple juice is best for you, then you will choose the apple. You will choose the apple juice too. If the orange juice is best for you, then you will choose the orange juice too. If you want to be the other juice too, the sugarcane juice is the best for you. Then you will take after your meal too, the sugarcane juice. And some of you, if you like to be drinking the grape juice, then you will choose the grape juice. Which one is the best for you, for your good health, physical health, in order to practice your dharma, in order to listen your dharma, in order to contemplate your dharma, in order to meditate your dharma, what you have listened many times, even one chapter of dharma you have listened many times too. And we have to contemplate upon them, we have to meditate upon them. Therefore, we want to be a best person too. And the best person, best motivation. What is the best motivation? The best motivation is that if we are concerned about the suffering about ourselves and happiness our myself only, then it's not a very good person, not a polite person too. If we give the example, if there is a good mom, good mother, ama sambo jebaine and ama sambo de ti da do ni koran ge ji pu da pu mu de de je na en ti di ji le zeng wo re su su ji bu ji bu dang cham ni de de wo ma ren pu de dong e da an ji de wa ta de le de sam lu ge wo la de ne ni pu de le so jong ji wo re de de pa ma de pa ma ya ra ji sha lu wo de na xin ma ran zhe ji ho we dong e sam lu de sam su 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 rang ni dong e le ta de da de wa tom de 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 sam la sam ba ma yin ba an xi sim jin ji 근데 동해 섬 심지 동해에 타르도게 섬바디 게운데 텐데 지 라마 공매 숨바나시 참닌제다 자와진데 엔 전주위 섬 숨바나시 참바다 닌제디 엔 전주위 섬이 자와샤고 텔라 때네 엔 전주위 섬 게워 전주위 섬에 고 정고라 if I go through to the example example in our daily life, we have seen the different people, different person, the mother who has a boy, who has a girl, who has a son or daughter or son, when they, the mother only thinking about her happiness and her suffering, if she don't care her children, then we might say that that mother is not polite, that mother is not good. Therefore, as the example, mother should be concerned about the children, child. That mother, we said that polite. And then some people who do the concern about the other people, that is the polite and then good person. So like that example, regarding of the how to generate the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions, there is no need to repeat from me because you have heard many times about from your spiritual master that in Tibetan translate many times into English and Sanskrit. It says that in the ancient time, Mahakaruna and Mahamaitreya, and they translated into the great compassion, great loving kindness, which are the main root to generate the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. You have listened many times. And some of you have practiced many times, you have meditated many times, and I just repeat and remind you. Sure. Then you have to concern about how to generate the loving kindness. When you concern about the other's happiness, and when you concern about the other suffering, then you will thinking upon the great compassions, and from that great compassion and great loving kindness, we have to generate the bodhicitta or altruistic intentions, which is the best motivation to attain the best goal. We have to attain our final goal, what we call the Buddha state of Buddhahood. The Buddha state is very nice state, not a state like us too. You have listened many times those wonderful the teachings of those masters when they're talking about the state of Buddha. Then they told about the Dharmakaya, Rupakaya. Then we may thought that how that state is, or Dharmakaya, and they introduce us the Dharmakaya through the truthful body, and Rupakaya, which is the form body, very, the excellent body of the Shakyamuni Buddha. When he comes in this world, he manifests as emanation body, and Sambhogakaya, and we want to see if we have not a lot of merit, then we could not see the Sambhogakaya too. And truthful body, the Dharmakaya, there are two types of Dharmakaya. Those are the state of the Buddha. We have to understand these subjects because when we are thinking about the bodhicitta, the bodhicitta introduced once by the Buddha Maitreya, he said he's the ornament of the clear realizations, Abhisamaya, Alamkara text. He said that Samjepani Shendinshi, Yangda Zobe Chanju Dusran, Mulin Tangneji, Chanju Visim, Singi Tsamba, Chanju Visimba, Sim Yonsu Zobadi, and Shen Samjan Tamji. The Buddha, the Maitreya, said that what is the real meaning of the bodhicitta, altruistic intentions? And it said that the altruistic intention, too, the intention, the motivation, when someone concerned about the suffering of others, too, or suffering of others, or that's the great person, thinking upon how to eliminate the suffering of all of sentient beings, and then he recognized that in order to eliminate all of those sentient beings' suffering, he or she has to attain the state of Buddhahood or the complete enlightenment. Without the complete enlightenment, no one can eliminate all of suffering of sentient beings too. Therefore, in order to attain the Buddhahood, the main causes is the bodhicitta, altruistic intention. And then this guru said, that's true. 我那唱的电报里抢救抢救什么些吧？你电话前面那么几句话我了。Therefore, the bodhicitta is the main entrance on or the gate in order to attain the the Mahayana vehicle. So, some therefore the Shantideva said that the person who has a bodhicitta, and Shantideva said that he will prostrate to him or he will prostrate to him. Her, 像就甚至有人提起就可以做那等别人到呢。这些男的，这些就叫先几天还没解决，恰恰就 someone who has generated the bodhicitta, and that person is the object of the prostrations of those sentient beings, those the human beings, those celestial beings prostrated to him, and there because of that person he has a bodhicitta. Therefore, there are many prayers to the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. It said that in the verses, it says that康乐甚至唐宝人生的结巴提也哭了恰子是康乐那把结巴提也哭那边中年提了恰子了Once the great scholar said that the bodhisattva is a great being, bodhisattva is a great person, because that the bodhisattva who even someone harm and attack to that person, and that person, the bodhisattva never re-attack, re-harm, revenge to that person, because it has a bodhicitta too, and his bodhicitta altruistic intention stop to attack to the other person. Therefore, if we once generated the bodhicitta, then there is no attacker to us. No one can attack to us, because the guru said that the bodhicitta is the one great protection of us. Therefore, this the precious mind we have to try to generate. Last time I told about the three types of the motivation and altruistic intentions. After that, I have mentioned the biography of the scholar Lama Tsongkhapa, the biography of Lama Tsongkhapa. Very fortunate that the last the December 6th and it jams the December 13th, and between that and some of we gathering here once again when the Parinirvana day of the Lama Tsongkhapa, and we are gathering here, and perhaps I may show you a little drama. I crying a little bit too. Maybe some of you thought that I do some drama here too. In the samsara, we all sentient beings has a different drama, sure. Not like a drama in the Hollywood, sure. Not like a drama in the Bombay or Bollywood, sure. If I want to do that, then I have to... Then I have to do the different, the many, many things, sure. And, then I'm a good actor. And you become a best, how to say, make up to me, sure. However, we met once time, and it's very rejoiceable what we have done, the Dharma activities in the past. We can rejoice it. We can rejoice it, and we met that we should be a time to practice the Dharma again and again. Also, we concern about the subject of the precious human rebirth. Then there also, I told you there are many examples of the different examples in order to understand more clearly. And the Gishiputova said that if the person who don't have a leg, who is a limb, if he or she rides once on the zebra, and then he will run in the on that zebra, and then he will chanting, he will singing on that zebra too, because it's a once time his opportunity on the zebra too. 听得懂吗？ 这些波多巴前辈的， 啊，你小五讲了什么？提灵气，路提灵没灵。 So we also have to generate that realization or the understanding or knowledge that we have once time, we have found such a precious human rebirth at this time. We have to practice, we have to listen to the Dharma, we have to contemplate the Dharma, we have to read the Dharma, the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha, the teachings of the Lama Tsongkhapa at this time. If you don't do this time, then it says it's very difficult to find again such a precious human rebirth. In the other example, if you have bought a nice I won't listen it. Okay. I won't listen the Dharma. True. My friend joked to me. What are you doing? I'm listening the Dharma, and then he listened. Oh, it's a you speak it. You listen your Dharma. He laughing, true. I listen my Dharma. I drink my tea. and I should not thinking about you. Okay, if you have a Mercedes dress car, then you drive your Mercedes car. Okay. If you order the car, the Toyota or Honda, you drive it very proudly. Okay, if it's a very new, then drive with a pride in the city. City, you rounding in the city, new place, drive a new dress. Okay, then if some people ask you, oh, why you are driving today? True. Here, this area, then you might say that, oh, I just bought this new car. If I don't drive today, when I drive it. So, like this example, we have to listen to the Dharma, we have to read the Dharma. Then our precious guru and spiritual master and Buddha might be smiled to us, true. Oh, he's done well, he's done good, true. He don't waste his very important life, too. I told that we should not waste the time. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that Bumbo Chawa Shindu Tokyo Ninzin Kundu, Ningu Lemba, Samuelama Chuji, Yabuzongaba Shimbuji, and she Jigendi Chawada, and she Chesi Dewa, and she Tendu Nyaja Dige, Ningu Meba Sira. Sabin do jed ujina jed in angrole ya she came out jed so much ujina din on a new woman any me jed jeso the yugura din on she and ranzo you do as you that the recasanda ujina kalad and the soon new ore kalas as you don't join the doctor on a shampoo shower new ore kalas as din on road the lens of jelly up which she wrote about you shower a papa the cocaine and calling you came out and the cooking you send a you shower din on she and well on my shoe you was on my bitch and begin she 结果前面就听到的，他说的他们这前面伙伴的那个什么单位呢？这里巧话的了，这宁波这有嘛的？的了，宁波的宁波连吧，这写写，前两次写过的是哪样子了？写到的那些去嘛是吧？Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa, in his one teaching, the explanation song, he said, he gives the one example, that the example is the what we call the husk, to husk of the rice. The farmer knows when the crop, they collect the crops, and then the husk, there is no seed in it, there is no rice in that husk. Then they throw the husk to the other example, in our daily life, we bring many things from the supermarket to here from the Thubten Dharkyaling Dharma Center. We bought from the Albertsons, and then there's area, the wraps here. Some of you who are near here, they know, too. And most of the students, you know this area, because when you are so often, you are running to buy something there. And you bought this the bag, packet of the biscuit, packet of the other rice, and then the vegetables, very fresh vegetable, radish and the cauliflower, cabbage, cucumber, different types of vegetable we bought from the market. And then when we collect in the place, your house, then when the time of eating, time of drinking, we are hurried to open it, then what we do, we throw the plastic bag in the trash. We throw the plastic bag in the trash, because there, when we bring inside the essence, there's no meaning, the bag, too. We throw out that. So like that example, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that if we concern reading about the meaning of the Dharma, then it sees our daily activities, there are no meaning for the next good rebirth. If that's no meaning for the nirvana or the supreme enlightenment, which are not causes or which are not benefits for the future, the enlightenment, purpose of enlightenment, then the Dharma practitioner, they cease and they reduce, they minus the activity of this life too. The activities of this life for this life too. It cannot benefit for the next good rebirth. From here, I might sometimes I talk very much to you. You might I have to thinking about what I'm talking to you, because I taught you that those sentient beings are more important. All those want to be a happiness, don't want to be a suffering too. Today I told you, at the beginning I told you about the impermanence too. First, the great scholar, the Tsongkhapa, said that the Thangpo Gyashin Thoba Mangduzil, Padu Shunlu Thamje Dambashi, Thamma Nyinsin Kundu Nyamsulang, Kunjan Tenpa Gyebe Chedunga. This is the very brief and point, the biography of the great scholar Tsongkhapa. At the beginning, what he has done, at the beginning, he listened a lot of Dharma. He listened, complete the teachings of the Dharma, the Dharma teaching, what we call the Sutra and the Tantra. And then Sutra, there are five mantra texts, and Tantra, there are four classic texts of the Tantra. He listened those complete teaching. After he listened those complete teaching, and before that, he practiced again and again, and those all of those Dharma comes to instructions upon him, and he dedicated his life for all sentient beings. That's the very brief or the short point biography of the great scholar Tsongkhapa. Therefore, those Dharma, when we listen the Dharma, I listen the Dharma, you listen the Dharma. When we listen the Dharma, then we heard that the Dharma master said to us, "Munchu tenbe namdar jinju duje namle." Munchu kibu thamba namje namdar. Those Dharma masters, when we listened, they said, they told the biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha and when they're ending the biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha, then they advise us that this is the biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and if you are a follower of the Buddha Shakyamuni, and it's nice to practice what he has done. And after Shakyamuni Buddha, and Ajarya Nagarjuna, Ajarya Asanga, Shri Nagarjuna, Ajarya Asanga, the Shri Dipamkara Jhana, Guru Lama Tsongkhapa. So if we are follower of them, then we listen the biography of those the wonderful masters and carry on to practice as much as we can. As the great scholar Tsongkhapa himself said in his commentary that in the past, he said that in that commentary, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said, this is the biography of the Guru Atisha, and then be follow him, be do the practice as much as you can, what he has done. Then our time, if I thinking about our time, I told you the one the frog who passed away to in the passed away while he was listening to the Dharma, and he born in the celestial being. So when that frog was alive, I thought that he's jumping very much. So all the frogs are enjoy to jump. All the frogs are enjoy to jump one place to other place. So like that, our time jumps. Sure, our time goes very quickly. We have to do, if we concern very very carefully, then we have to do many things after we have listened a lot of Dharma. Sure, then the benefits of listening Dharma, and then after that, how to the due respect to the Dharma master, and then Dharma, and then teaching itself. To it said that even the Shakyamuni Buddha, when he preached the Dharma to in the world to speak. Near the Rajgir, when he taught this the perfection of Wisdom Sutra, and he piled up his robes or the clothes, and then he sit on that throne, and then he taught the Dharma. Because of that, the Dharma and teaching is a very respectable. Yes, it's a very respectable. So therefore, he respects to the teaching. As that, like that, someone who speaks the Dharma, whether here it's said that the, whether he speaks the very incorrect way, whether he speaks not very elegant, whether he looks not a good person, whatever he seems, and here the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that he refers to the other sutra, to we have to respect to that person who speaks the Dharma, to in general way, and in the general way in our daily activities. If I go to somewhere to do the job, to some boss they give me a job, and then the Friday, and then I smile to him because he give me the paycheck. He give me the paycheck, and then I hurry to go to the Bank of America. I hurry to go to the when they receive the paycheck, right? Then hurry maybe to the Federal Bank, maybe to if I was in Mexico, then I hurry to go to the Banamex too. And then if I was in the China, then I hurry to go to the China Interest Bank too. And I so we are here in the America too. Then hurry to go to the Bank of America, hurry to go to bank, to the Chase Bank to draw the money to cash, and then become very happy. And then I will go again to the Messi, I will go again to the other places, wonderful. So the rose. And then if I want to drink and then need the food, Then I would go to the Alberson Rubs, and if I have many children, then I buy the many things for them. So this is that, because I smile to that boss. So I smile to that boss, because that boss pay me a check after I do the job. So I respect, I smile to him, and then I should not criticize and blame to him when I was the other place. So like that example, it says that whether we are different places, whether we are, we should not blame to the person who speaks the Dharma, because he speaks the Dharma to us, he advised to us, that mother looks like that mother is very kind for the children, because he or she tried to eliminate the suffering of that child. Like that, the Dharma speaker, whoever is, I don't just express my who am I? Okay, I have to say these things. What the sutra, in the sutra we have to say. Okay. So that person advised to us. The great the Buddha Shakyamuni also said that in the future there was one story I will tell you maybe in the later. Okay. So however, respect to the teachings and respect to the person who speaks the Dharma. After that, last time I told that today is one important day, because we are taking the course, and I have to speak about those the course of listening to actual requirements of the listening Dharma. Today I have to talk this, also important. Then it inspires you to listen the Dharma. It succeeds you to listen the Dharma. The great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa expressed here the three mistakes of the container. So I have to see what are those three containers. How to listen the Dharma in actual. There are three mistakes or faults of the container, and there are six requirements or the recognitions of how to listen the Dharma. The mistake of the container. The first, if the container is upside down, that's one mistake. If the container is a dirty container, that's a mistake. If the container has a hole under it, and that's a mistake. That's a not good container to drink your coffee, to drink your orange juice, to drink your apple juice. That's not good container. So in India or Tibetan, it's not good for us to drink the butter juice. If you want to drink the butter juice, and then we need a very qualified container too. And when we are in the monk, we do the prayer in the morning too. And then sometimes we are hurried to go to the morning sadhana or prayer. And then we don't check our mug. We bring it to the monastery very hurry, and then when we keep there, then someone put the butter tea inside, and then the other monk is laugh a little bit, smile. Why? Because that mug has a hole under it, true. And then whatever it is, and then it comes out from it. If the container has a hole, true. If the container has a hole, it goes out, whatever it puts down. Then we ate or apply some the burley, and then patch it under it to protect the body tea, true. And you also, if you have some hole under your mug, when you drink the coffee, when you do the orange juice, and if it has a container, then it cannot remain because of that the mistake of container. So if the container is upside down, whatever you put inside, it cannot remain. If container is dirty and the nectar, honey, what we put inside, pour inside, it's not drinkable. If the container goes, it is dirty too. If the containers not remain, then we cannot drink it, sure. Even we want to drink, it's leaking, it's going outside, we are drinking, it's going out under it, sure. So that gives the very wonderful example of how to abandon those the faults or mistake, how to abandon those faults or mistake. And then also if you want to put the USS 1 cent, 5 cents, true, and quarter, and USA $1 coin, US dollar, true. If you want to save money, then your pocket should not be a tear or it should not be a hole, true. If your pocket has a hole, then your penny or the cent will go down, true. You should be a very correct pocket, true. So like the example, these are the example of how to listen the Dharma. And here the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that when the rain comes from the sky, so rain comes and sun shines, and which seed is a good seed, it can grow. If the seed is rotten, its seed is not available to grow, and it cannot grow, sure, because it mistakes. So like that example of the container, if we want to listen a Dharma with a success, with a proper way, then we have to understand the mistakes in the example, what are those in the mistakes in the example. And then in the point or in the meaning, and we have to think and concern that when I listen the Dharma, if I don't focus my air sense to the listener, then speaker whatever has spoken to you, you will not listen to. It don't go through your heart, through your air sense. And if your motivation is not correct, if your motivation just for this life, if your motivation just for the fame, if your motivation just for relax, then it doesn't, the Dharma doesn't go well, and then it will not, your purpose will not succeed. And therefore, it says that when you listen to the Dharma, the best motivations is called the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. Try to conjoin it. With this motivation, if you don't have a real motivation called the bodhicitta, then we aspire and we wish to that motivations and listen the Dharma. When we listen the Dharma, if we forget it after once we listen the Dharma, if we don't contemplate it again and again, then we will forget the what we have listened. If we forget, then it cannot help when we do the contemplate, when we do the thinking, and then also it's not good for the meditation also. Therefore, in the other hand, the scholar. They also experience this, and then they teach us. In the other hand, they said us the three qualities of the listening, the three qualities of the container. So container should be not upside down. Container should be clean. Container should be not whole unto it. This is the quality of the one container. So like that example, if you want to be a qualified Dharma listener, so when you go to the Dharma place, if you want to be go to the Dharma and enter in the Dharma place with a very proud, and then that with a very proud, and then you have a confidence to listen the Dharma there, then you need these qualifications too. And then it's very easy to listen, and then your time will be not boring. And when you go back to your house and you have to contemplate, you can contemplate what you have listened, sure, because you are the qualified the Dharma listener, sure. If you don't have these qualifications, then the Dharma speaker, whoever is Dharma speaker, the great Dharma speaker, the Dharma speaker, very small Dharma speaker like me, whatever speak, and then if you have don't qualification, then it don't benefits to you. Therefore, it's very important to be have a good qualifiers to who are the new listener. To the some senior listeners, they know how to listen the Dharma. To they know how to contemplate the Dharma. They know the how to meditate upon the Dharma. Then the songs are new. So they can new again. Then you can then the Shinya education boy. Then the Shinya in them. So they should change him by the young Gawatch in the ship. Papa tosses it when in the ancient war. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa refers to the ones the sutra, to sutra, which is spoken by the Shakyamuni Buddha himself. To his Holiness Dalai Lama also said that Shungo Kanglatus, the source of the Dharma is the Shakyamuni Buddha. To therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa also said that in sutra it said there are three antidotes of those mistakes or faults. What are those antidotes? And one antidote is that someone who pay attention to the speaker, that's one antidote. And then someone who listen the Dharma with the correct motivations, he has one antidote. He has a second qualification of the how to listen the Dharma. And then the Dharma listener, Dharma student, who remember and concern again and again when he or she left from the Dharma place, like the Thubten Dharkelin, and then all the Dharma place, when they left the Dharma place, and then they go to the back, to the home, and then they meditate in their private shrine, to private house temple, they do and thinking about the meditation, what I have listened about the Dharma. What I listen about the precious human rebirth, I listen about the impermanence, I listen about the very short point of the biography of the Guru Tsongkhapa, how he is an excellent master. I should be like that person. Then you can do the contemplate, and then that contemplate goes to your meditation, and when you do the meditation again and again, then you never forget your what you have listened the Dharma. Like you deposit your money to the Bank of America, you deposit your money to the other the different Chase bank. Then your money don't concern about your money. It's more safety, true. It's more safety because in the bank, true. And then, like that example, I just remember the Dharma again and again. We should not forget. So, and then the, in the example, and then we should not lose our money too. If we lose our money, then we concern very much too. Sometimes if we put the 100 cash, the single cash, 200, 300 single cash dollar in the pocket, if you drop these things to the place called the before you go to the university study, you want to do many things. So in the university study, you want to see the different things, you want to dream, you want to relax there. If you have a hundred cash in your pocket, if you drop this money, and then we are not so comfortable. So we may thought that, oh, I lost that cash. It's very difficult to find it again. I made this the dollar with my very, very important time, my energy I spent upon it. I should not how lost it, how I lost it. So we may think like that. So this example like that, when you listen to the Dharma, you come here to many other people, they relax in the outside. They are in the beach, they are in the different place like the Disneyland, and they enjoy their holidays too, Sunday holiday in the garden, maybe El Dorado Park, maybe other the different park and garden, they relax too. So we are here gathering and you listen to the Dharma, and after that, if you, someone who is who has a qualification of the listening Dharma, then you should be a practice, remember once, twice, and then it remains in your heart. It never forget. Therefore, once the scholar, Sri Nagarjuna, he advised that what you have listened the Dharma, it should be a print in your heart, what print on the rock. True, so it should not be in your heart like drawing on the water or the sand. True, so if you're drawing something on the sand. If you're drawing a sand, Om Mani Padme Hum, and then that Om Mani Padme Hum remains very short time. Wind comes, and then that sand they separate, and it blows too. If you, and then therefore the Tibetan Sinhonje Pele in a Dolaya Rimukova Nashiro, Dolaya Om Mani Padme Hum Rimu, Om Tari Tutari Turi Soha Rimukova, you know, and Dolaya Rimukova, you call it during which you dead water. So the time runs very quickly. We listen to the Dharma as a rock. Okay, so it's 10 to 12. When I watch the time, it's time to 12 to 10. So thank you very, very much to pay attention to me, okay? So we direct to today, we direct this. You want to say something, please, for the love song? Yeah. Okay, please. Yeah.
Papa, to welcome guests to Sweden.
Sweden.
Geshe Losan Sutram had a ride from India Thursday night and was not feeling very well Friday night when we did our Lama Chopa Guru Puja together. And he's feeling much better, he rested now and is upstairs. And today he's going to, at 2 o'clock, share with some of us that are going to be here. You know, and I'm sure that others can probably be if they want to come and listen. His experience of India, what he did for us at the monastery, his work that he did for us when he was gone, and he became a Geshe, and so he finished his Geshe exams and is now Geshe, and has been appointed by the abbot of the monastery who was originally chosen to become our successor president of Thutthindargi Ling. His Holiness, when we met with him in April, said, "Oh, I know him, he's very good," and to our surprise, His Holiness chose him to become the abbot of the monastery. So, in that arrangement that then followed after that, Losan Sutram then, after Geshe-la passed away, stayed here, and then in July went back to India to finish his Gesi degree, and to his surprise somewhat and not, he was appointed as the director of Tukundar Yuling. And so then he knew that before he left to a degree, you know, because he did interim that. And so he worked with the board to go back to India to express our, you know, remorse of Geshe-la's passing, and also invite his holiness to come in 2011 to give these great teachings that he's going to give. This would be his third time that he's ever given these teachings, the 16 drops. And so this is a really important opportunity in 2011. So anyway, Geshe Losan Sultrum now, and Ken Rinpoche, the abbot who was going to, is considered our president because of the unification of Tukundar Yuling and Gashargan and Charsi Monastery. He now is here to do his job, and we're very happy for him to be here to be the director. And we're, you know, I saw, you know, our monastics gave, you know, great offerings of welcome for him, and created, you know, on his altar really beautiful offerings. And Geshe was very happy to be here of service, and had a wonderful meeting with His Holiness. And so anyway, he's going to tell us all about that at 2 o'clock today. And those that can't be here, I kind of gave you an idea of what that was. But His Holiness is very happy. He spoke with him for a half an hour, which is a long time, and is very pleased to come in 2011 to give these teachings. And His Holiness's office suggested that it would be really important for Geshe Losan Sultrum to go to New York to meet with His Holiness's office there to confirm those arrangements. So maybe January 10th, I will go with him to New York, maybe, if I'm lucky, to be with him, to go to His Holiness's office to confirm that date and make those reservations, so to speak, and make sure, because he said there's like 14 organizations that invited His Holiness to come in 2011, and His Holiness accepted all of them. So, I mean, obviously, he has to choose which ones and how much time he can spend at those places, so we want to hurry up and make our presence directly known. So anyway, what else? I mean, Geshe is going to tell us about his exams, his Geshe exam, and his meetings with all of the monasteries and nunneries that Venerable Geshe-la, you know, directed. That, you know, he had one great benefactor. Okay, Geshe Gelson had one great benefactor who gave Tukundar Yuling and Geshe-la a lot of financial resources, and Geshe-la directed at the end, before the end of his presence here, places for those to go with too, you know, and monasteries, and great monasteries, and great nunneries, and blind school, Geshe-la's projects, and the old folks' home, and like that. And so when Geshe Losan Sutram went to India, and when he was there from July till now, he checked up with all those places, and to the places that we were trying to send money to Geshe Gelson's instructions, have some difficulties because they're not recognized, they're not big organizations, so they're not like what they call nonprofits like we are. So we have to really work with them hard to try and get all of those monies to the nunneries and places like that. So Venerable Geshe-la Sultrum La, he took care of doing all of that while he was there from July till now, so he's going to talk about that. And Annie Tarsala and I are going to fulfill Geshe-la's wishes to get those money sent to India and to other places that Sakya Treason he met with all of these great teachers that Geshe-la wanted to make donations to, and they're very happy. Anyway, I don't know if anyone would be here at 2 o'clock to hear that. I know that our great student Lee is at home preparing a great meal for her her anniversary of her mother and relatives that are here together. And I talked to her on the way here. Anyway, she sends her best wishes and can't be here today, but she's like, not like me. She's here every Sunday, every time, all the time, right? So anyway, so I can go on and on, but I don't know what I was going to be speaking about until you asked me to, so I'll give you a lot of stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. So we direct you to the dedications. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Lord, my guest, my dear, 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 in short, may the Dharma lives very long, and His Holiness the Dalai Lama and all the spiritual masters remain very long alive, healthy life, success activities on their Dharma activities, and may all sentient beings never suffering from the different types of suffering. However, in short, all the sentient beings attain their enlightenment very quickly.
Thank you very much.